Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Authorities in Sri Lanka say the death toll from last Sunday's coordinated bombings has reached 359 people. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Colombo.
Police rounded up nearly 20 additional suspects overnight as they continue to hunt for more to prevent further attacks and determine exactly who carried them out after the Islamic State claimed responsibility. A deputy defense minister says one of the suicide bombers was highly educated and had studied in both Great Britain and Australia before returning to Sri Lanka. He did not say where that information came from, but suggested many of the bombers fit the same profile. The claim came a day after the country's president promised a major overhaul of the country's security apparatus after the government admitted security officials had been warned of a possible attack or attacks in early April, but ignored those warnings. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Colombo.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in Russia, his first visit there since taking power in 2011. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Tokyo. Kim is expected to hold a summit meeting with President Vladimir Putin tomorrow.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports that Kim arrived by train in Vladivostok in Russia's Far East. He's the first North Korean leader to visit Russia in 8 years. It's also Kim's first international trip since Vietnam in February, when President Donald Trump walked out on talks because he considered Kim's offer of steps towards denuclearization to be insufficient. Analysts largely see Kim's Russia trip as an effort to look for alternative sources of international support and repair some of the damage to his image done by the Vietnam summit. Russia has spoken out at the UN in favor of easing sanctions on North Korea, which is one of Kim's chief concerns. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
NPR has learned that former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to announced tomorrow he's running for the Democratic presidential nomination. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports his announcement follows months of speculation over whether he would run.
Biden is expected to announce his presidential bid with an online video and officially kick off his campaign with a stop in Pittsburgh on Monday. From there, he's scheduled to visit the early voting states of Iowa, South Carolina, and New Hampshire. The former vice president would be a contender to win back Pennsylvania and parts of the upper Midwest that Democrats lost in 2016.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. Meanwhile, several women have come forward recently to say that they received uncomfortable, unwanted touching by Biden. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee says that his panel will vote on whether to hold in contempt a former White House personnel security official. Carl Klein refused to testify before the committee on Tuesday, even though he had been subpoenaed. Lawmakers want to know if some White House officials were improperly given security clearances. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The leaders of New Zealand and France will lead a meeting next month intended to find ways to stop online depictions of terrorism. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she and French President Emmanuel Macron are speaking with tech companies. The Philippines is working to recover from two strong earthquakes this week. One on Monday had a magnitude of 6.1 and left at least 16 people dead. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on Tuesday's quake.
The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology said Tuesday's quake in the province of East Samar that faces the Pacific Ocean had a magnitude of 6.5 and struck at a depth of 39 miles. Authorities were still consolidating reports of damage, but early indications were they were minor. Monday's Luzon quake, which occurred some 108 miles northwest of Manila, has generated hundreds of aftershocks, but only some 8 have been felt. The Supreme Court suspended work Tuesday on all courts in Metro Manila to allow inspections of the structural integrity of courthouses. The Philippines, which lies in the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire, has many active faults that shift, and the occurrence of successive quakes is not uncommon. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Manila.
Louisiana police say they've arrested a man who got into the governor's mansion in Baton Rouge last week. They say Raynard Green allegedly broke an antique wooden table, but he was discovered sleeping on a mansion couch when security officials found him. It's not clear if Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards or any members of his family were at home when the security breach occurred. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.